This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. federal immigration officials have issued denial letters to hundreds of Afghans seeking temporary entry into the country for humanitarian reasons in recent weeks, to the dismay of Afghans and their supporters. By doing so, immigrant advocates say the Biden administration has failed to honor its promise to help Afghans who were left behind after the U.S. military withdrew from the country in August and the Taliban took control. Now, since the U.S. withdrawal, U.S. citizenship and immigration services has received more than 35,000 applications for humanitarian parole, of which it has denied about 470. Conditionally approved more than 140, and that's according to Victoria Palmer, an agency spokesperson. Israel's military says that it has launched strikes against militant targets in the Gaza Strip a day after rockets were fired from the Hamas-ruled territory early on Sunday. The video filmed in Khan Yunis, in southern Gaza Strip, showed three huge explosions and fighter jets that could be heard flying overhead. There was no immediate confirmation on possible casualties. The Israeli military said the attacks targeted a rocket manufacturing facility and military post for Hamas. It also blamed the militant Islamic group for any violence emanating from the territory that it controls. It was not clear whether the rockets Saturday were meant to hit Israel, but Gaza-based militant groups often test fire missiles toward the sea. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chanting anti-American slogans, hundreds of people rallied in the Iraqi capital Saturday to mark the anniversary of the killing of powerful Iranian general and a top Iraqi militia leader in a U.S. drone strike. The crowd called for the expulsion of the remaining American forces from Iraq during the demonstration commemorating the airstrike at Baghdad Airport. That strike killed General Qasem Soleimani, who was the head of the Iran's elite coup force and the Abu Mahdi the deputy commander of Iran-backed militias in Iraq known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The killing of both at Baghdad's airport pushed Iran and the United States perilously close to all-out conflict and sparked outrage in Iraq, leading parliament to pass a non-binding resolution days later calling for the expulsion of all foreign troops from Iraq. Britain's Prince Andrew's effort to immediately block the progress of a lawsuit by a woman who she says sexually assaulted her when she was 17 on the grounds that she no longer lives in the United States was rejected by a federal judge. As oral arguments were set to proceed Monday on the prince's request to dismiss the lawsuit, the judge, in a written order Friday, told the prince's lawyers that they must turn over documents on the schedule that has been set in the lawsuit brought in August by Virginia Giuffre. Giuffre says that she was abused by the prince on multiple occasions in 2001 while she was being sexually abused by financier Jeffrey Epstein. The prince's attorney has called the lawsuit baseless. New York City's new mayor has pledged to steer the nation's largest city out of the pandemic by drawing on the resiliency of its people and promising a government that works better even if it's not radically different. Eric Adams was sworn in early Saturday in Times Square as the city rang in the new year. He used his inaugural address at midday to promise a more efficient government and invoke New York's reputation for toughness. He also is urging the city's nearly 9 million residents to make a New Year's resolution that their lives not be controlled by the crisis of the pandemic. The events from the January 6th in Washington unfolded on live television, and they've been the subject of congressional hearings and criminal proceedings since then. Yet hoaxes and conspiracy theories about what happened that day continue to circulate on cable news shows and social media. Falsehoods have excused former President Donald Trump of responsibility for the Capitol insurrection. They've minimized the mob's violence, and they've also cast the rioters as martyrs. Those falsehoods have muddled the public's understanding of what actually happened that day in the nation's capital. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.